Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hey, it's Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, we're learning more this morning about that huge fire overnight at the refinery in Carson. Saw flames shooting into the air. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero live on the scene this morning.
That fire now under control. From my vantage point, there's no visible flame out here. Crews at the Marathon Refinery cut off the fuel source to the unit that exploded just before 11 last night and kept dousing nearby equipment.
And ensure that that radiant heat doesn't cause the fire to spread to adjacent equipment.
That is L.A. County Fire Captain Tony Imbrenda.
We are continuously taking air monitoring to ensure that there are no respiratory hazards to the public.
He says they have not detected anything that poses a threat. As for whether this fire will spike gas prices, Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says that will depend on the extent of the damage. As of yesterday, he says the refinery here notified authorities that it would be flaring or burning off gas, which relates to either the startup or shutdown of the refinery.
We will have to learn the extent of the damage in the hours ahead, and then potentially later this week, there could be an impact to gas prices if this facility has extensive damage. If they were trying to start up the unit, that could be problematic because the market could be expecting that gasoline to start flowing.
Now, as far as what burned out here, the unit said to have been along the lines of butane and propane, not gasoline, which is great because that is far more explosive and volatile. No one was injured. Reporting live in Carson, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An investigation underway into a couple of threats that were recently made to members of the Jewish centers here in the LA area. LAPD Captain Robert Long says that these threats do not appear to be credible, but there are increased patrols. FBI also looking into whether the threats are linked to dozens of others around the country.
A lot of coronavirus news this morning, so we're going to start here with new information about this flight attendant at LAX who is infected with the virus. Live now to the airport in KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, apparently this flight attendant had no idea being infected at the time while working. Staffing flights between LAX and South Korea has now been diagnosed with coronavirus. She was working routes on LAX to Seoul, South Korea between February 15th and February 20th. Now, South Korea's Centers for Disease Control is confirming this information. South Korea right now has roughly 1,500 people with confirmed coronavirus infections, and one of those infections we know includes a U.S. service person who is stationed in that country. And I checked Korean Airlines website this morning, KAL's site. They're listing now 20 countries with coronavirus related flight restrictions and quarantines and delays and cancellations. So this has really just created havoc for Korean Airlines. Not the only airline, of course, but then now this information that a flight attendant who was working between February 15th and the 20th on those LAX to South Korea flights is infected with coronavirus. Reporting live at LAX, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Also this morning, USC is telling students studying abroad in Italy and South Korea, come home. The concern is over safety and health regarding the virus. The illness has surged in those countries. School administrators at USC helping with the travel arrangements, and they say the students' well-being has become the top priority.
The president is going to talk about coronavirus. He's going to hold a news conference. Tweeted this out this morning. He's going to hold a news conference this afternoon, 3 o'clock our time, trying to reassure people. And this is after reports that he's just furious. The stock market has plummeted the way it has. The Dow off about 1,900 points over the past couple of days. And you will hear the president live this afternoon on KNX at 3 o'clock.
The recent apology by the opera star Placido Domingo has prompted more women to speak about their claims of sexual harassment. The legendary tenor released a statement this week saying that he was truly sorry for the hurt that he caused. Came after a report was released that found Domingo responsible for inappropriate behavior. Singer Patricia Wolfe says she's upset that he waited until after the report for the apology.
Never admitting that it had happened, never contacting any of the women and saying, I'm truly sorry for what I've done.
Another soprano, Luz de Alba Rubio, came forward with some new claims against Placido, saying she wasn't scared anymore to speak out. Now that he has apologized.
California is suing a summer camp in Altadena where a six-year-old girl drowned last year.
The state attorney general says the summer kids camp is operating without a daycare license and filed a lawsuit to shut it down. It follows two investigations into the camp by the State Department of Social Services. The owner of the camp told a local newspaper it's reviewing the lawsuit while trying to resolve the licensing issue. Recently, the parents of the little girl who drowned at the camp sued. They're also calling for stricter requirements to operate a summer camp in California. Karen Adams, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.